Third and three for Commerce. Tigers moving right to left. Game tied at 7. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Sam Wells takes the snap. The left-hander over the middle for Buck Wilson. Caught at the 50-yard line. Wilson at the 40. Sheds a tackle. 30 to the center of the field. 20. 15. Spun down at the 10-yard line of the Princeton Panthers. There he goes, Buck Wilson.
And a good adjustment on the route, too. A little bit behind him. The throw was slightly behind him. He kind of turns his body, catches it basically in stride, and takes off. He does one stiff arm move in the middle of the field and throws the guy down, then tries to split the final two defenders, but they gang up on him, trip him up, take him down at the 10-yard line. But Buck Wilson showing his moves once again out there. A huge gain for the Commerce Tigers.
47 yards on the gain, and it's first down and goal for Commerce at the Panther 10-yard line. 7-7 ball game. Tigers in the spread. They have two running backs, Kalen Smith and Robert Jackson. Give it to Kalen Smith, left side. Smith hit at the line of scrimmage, manages to get a yard to the 9-yard line. And the tackle, Andrew Bustamante, having a big night for Princeton. Second down and goal at the 9.
Another big game in the area tonight. Lone Oak at Caddo Mills in the first quarter. The Buffaloes on the Foxes, 7-0.
Great rivalry there, Lone Oak and Caddo Mills. Sam Wells looking to the sideline. Now has the play. 8:54 and the clock is rolling here. That's the time remaining in the first half. Wells with the snap. Looking to his right. Passing over the middle and incomplete. And one of the Panthers closer to the ball that time than Commerce. That was Colt Goen.
Well, I guess the defender is... He can maintain a spot on the field. What they do is they have, I believe it was, Dalton Crotal coming across on a slant. Excuse me, Hayden Jackson coming across on a slant, but he basically tripped up over a cornerback out there, a safety in the end zone, and fell down, and Wells had released it, leading him a little bit. He fell down, and the Panther almost picks it up, but the defender wasn't moving around on the field, so he's welcome to a spot on the field, so no interference.
Third down and goal for Commerce from the 9. Wells takes the snap in the shotgun. In trouble, scrambling, well, all the way back at the 20-yard line. Now passing at the pylon near corner for Buck Wilson, incomplete. Sam Wells did a great job just to get away from the rush that time, scrambling all the way back beyond the 20-yard line. Thought he saw Buck Wilson open at the very corner of the end zone on the near side. Couldn't squeeze it in there. Wilson, by the way, 94 yards in receiving on 4 catches and a touchdown in the ball game so far. This is fourth down and goal from the 9 for Commerce, and apparently they will go for the touchdown. Sam Wells, 7 of 14 for 113 yards.
Hey, it worked last time.
Tigers up to the line on fourth down and goal from the 9. Now they call timeout. Game tied 7-7. Tiger football continues after this on 88.9.
Cooper Welch at the Wolf City game. The Wolves have taken the lead over the Cumbie Trojans on an 80-yard drive. Brandon Fisk threw 20 yards to Malik Gaffney for the touchdown. With 3:44 left in the half, it's 7-6 Wolf City.
Thanks, Cooper. Hey, the latest out of McKinney now. Frisco Centennial up 27-0. That's in the second quarter. Back to Kevin and John Mark.
Scott, thanks very much. Tigers conferring over on the far side. Head coach Sam Wells has the boys gathered around. And now back out onto the field. And apparently Commerce will eschew the field goal here, which would be at a difficult angle for Luis Martinez.
Oh, and they don't even like kicking extra points either. So
here we go, fourth and goal from the 9. Game tied at 7-7, 8:35 left to go in the first half. Ball's on the near hash mark. The open field is to the far side. Buck Wilson is in motion. Wells fakes it to Buck Wilson, passing into the end zone and incomplete, but a flag. There's a flag over on the far side. And if this goes against Princeton, it's going to be a first down for Commerce.
Well, and John Mark, a pretty easy pass interference call to make there. Robert Jackson turns back towards the ball as a defender is still running towards him. The defender bumps into him, knocks him down. It goes just beyond his fingertips and out the back of the end zone. This should easily be a pass interference in the end zone, which will put it at the 1-yard line with a first down.
The pass interference call on Marquise Thomas of Princeton. It's at the 2-yard line, first down and goal for Commerce. 8:28 to go first half. That was a fourth down and goal from the 9, and really Tigers didn't have much of a chance on that pass as well.
No, didn't.
Just threw it into the end zone there sort of out of desperation.
Jackson in double coverage. Wells running out of options. Buck Wilson came in, stayed to block, and he's supposed to go out. If he doesn't need to block, well, he needed to block as he came across in motion, so he wasn't even out in the pattern.
First down and goal from the two. Sam Wells hands it off. Robert Jackson spun around, giving ground at the 10, cuts it back at the 5, close to the goal line now. Touchdown, Tigers. Robert Jackson, 2-yard touchdown run. But once again, he was hitting the backfield, Kevin. They knocked him back all the way to the 10. Then he found his blockers, shook free at the 5, and takes it across the goal line.
Yeah, he reversed field. I thought he was in trouble. Looks like he's going to lose some yards. He manages to stay on his feet, uses a stiff arm with style, takes the guy down, and then reverses field. Wells out there, lead blocking for him. He cuts up field, makes it across the goal line to put another 6 on the board for the Tigers.
13-7, Commerce leads it on the 2-yard touchdown run by Robert Jackson. That's his 6th touchdown of the season, the sophomore. Luis Martinez in to attempt the extra point for Commerce. And the ball is on the way, and it is good. 14-7, the Tigers take the lead. Commerce Tigers football continues after this on 88.9.
Back at the KETR studios, Sulphur Springs has that 13-7 lead over White House, and it's Greenville and Frisco Heritage tied at 3 apiece in the early going there. We'll send it back to Princeton, guys.
86 yards and 8 plays for Commerce. Big play on the drive, 47-yard pass from Sam Wells to Buck Wilson. And then another very big play was the pass interference call in the end zone, Kevin, on 4th down and goal from the 9.
Absolutely, and a lot of options run out there. Double coverage on Jackson as he turns around and gets the ball. He gets bumped and knocked down. Obvious pass interference call on that. Kept the drive alive, and they cap it off. And you know the Tigers are happy that that beautiful pass and run by Buck Wilson didn't go to waste on that drive.
And Robert Jackson gets the touchdown on a 2-yard run. Extra point by Luis Martinez, and the Tigers lead it 14-7. They have scored on their last two possessions now. Commerce leads it 14-7. Ball is teed up at the 40-yard line. All 11 Tigers run right at the ball as if, I'm not sure as if what, as if they were going to attempt an onside kick. Of course, they do this on every kickoff. Here's the short kick now by Luis Martinez going out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So Princeton once again will start in good field position, trailing in the game 14-7 with 8:18 left to go in the first half. Tigers have a touchdown on a 26-yard pass from Sam Wells to Buck Wilson, and a 2-yard touchdown run by Robert Jackson in the ball game. Princeton has a 16-yard run by their quarterback, Jordan Blake. And now the illegal procedure penalty against the Tigers for the out-of-bounds kick gives Princeton the football at the 38-yard line. Princeton moving from left to right. Almost no breeze whatsoever. Jordan Blake, the quarterback. Everybody looks to the sideline, obviously the play being changed. Empty backfield for Princeton. They have 3 men wide to the far side, 2 to the near side. Blake passing downfield, near side, in and out of the hands of David McKenzie. Closely guarded for the Commerce Tigers by Darian Redd. Also DeLant Sharp back there for the Tigers. Second down and 10 for Princeton, 38-yard line. Panthers up to the line, out of the spread formation. Again, 3 men wide to the far side, 2 to the near side. Empty backfield. Blake over the middle has his man. That's Nikhil Bailey in the open at the 30, at the 20. 10, touchdown, Princeton. Nikhil Bailey, 6 foot, 155 pound senior. Wide open over the middle, Kevin.
Wide open. He had just beaten his man. He's got some jets on him, and he turned them on. He got hit in stride, and from that point, no one catching him on the Commerce defense as he outran them all straight to the end zone to pay dirt.
62-yard touchdown pass. Here's the extra point. Eli Anthony with the kick. And it is blocked. And the Tigers come up with it. And this is Buck Wilson on the return. And this is a live ball. Buck Wilson on the far side. And, of course, he is a dangerous man. Still on his feet at the 20. And finally dragged down at the 10-yard line. That would have been 2 points the other way for Commerce. Buck Wilson picked up the ball, returned it all the way to the Princeton 10-yard line. But, of course, it's all or nothing on that play. And so that's not going to yield anything for the Tigers other than some excitement. As Jakari Dillard for Princeton, give him a tremendous amount of credit for running down Buck Wilson.
Oh, yeah. And I think Buck just getting a little gas there at the end as he ran out a little speed. He knocked one guy down on the sidelines. It was still on his feet and tried to turn the Jets back on. But Dillard had the advantage, a little more momentum, was able to catch him from behind, take him down. And, boy, that was close to an extra 2 points for the Tigers.
Tigers retain the lead 14-13. Tiger football continues after this on 88.9.